Yeah, thank you very much, Regina Gorley. Jay Family have been involved in this awareness started 3 years back in 2015. We have seen that there's a lot of things going on in our country. There are a lot of mines and exos, and we as a youth of this country, we participated by coming out and sensitizing people about the dangers of mines, and we evolved these like by singing, putting the message into the song so that it goes wide in the country so that each and everyone benefit and hear the message out of it.
So apart from messages, why do you think it is important to carry out this mind awareness through song?
You know, once you put a message into the song, because it goes more easy and quick, because you find like 95% of people in South Sudan has the radios to listen. So the reason why we come up like J Family, because we cannot go, not only us, but let me say some of the mine sectors cannot go into such particular areas, maybe to teach about the MRE, that is the mine risk education to the people. But the reason why we also came up and set our voices to put the message into the song so that each and everyone can catch and can understand about the dangers of landmine and the exos. Mm-hmm. That's the explosive
Thank you. Okay. So now, how does that song go, and what are the words that you put inside that song to aware the public? In brief, if you could do, I could hear your voice a little.
Yeah, well, thank you. The words that we put there into the song, actually, we are describing about the mind themselves, how they look, and then also the dangers. It can kill, it can cut. Yeah, so these are the words that we usually put in the song so that each and everyone can understand what it's all about, because there are a lot of people who don't know about how it looks. But now when you explain to them like that in the song, they get to know about it, and then they get to know about the dangers of the mind.
A little of your lyrics in the song?
Yeah, it's like, Lagambe batala jamabi katunas kechirio. This is one. Actually, we had like two songs. Because the one that I've just sampled is the first song that when you entered it. But then the one of Vimas is like, Beware. It's like, Beware, kansari doru amulo isabak mini laga. Beware, asham lagam batala umuambi katun, umuambi albu. Don't touch things anyhow. Because they're dangerous. Yeah, those are the most things that we have to touch into the song. Okay. So don't touch things anyhow because they're dangerous.
Sure, great there. And let's see, also know about the group who are involved in this campaign awareness, and what is the messages that you people then carry?
The people that are involved, of course, these are the J Family. And then when we knew that most of people who are also involved in the accident, we found these are the kids. So we tried up to come up with a team with the other girls, Prema School. This is one Prema School in Juba. So we team up with them to explain these things so that each and everyone can get understand about the dangers of landmine. Because when you look into the country, the kids, for them, they don't know about what mine is. So they end up collecting things which are very explosive and dangerous to themselves. So the reason why we came up also with the other guys, so that the kids there can see that, these kids are telling us about this and that and that. Mm. So that's why we came up with the other guys, and then J Family. Then Unimate, of course, this is the partner that Unimate, sorry. These are the partners that have collaborated with us and to put this message forward into the country.
Yes. So, yeah, in your song, you're bringing out information of how dangerous. Now I'm asking, how dangerous is mines to human life? And have you ever seen a person who has been a mine victim?
Well, about the dangers of landmine, of course, it can lead to loss of life. That is one thing that we have seen in our country. It can also lead to disease, like cutting off the legs, losing out the eyes. The dangers actually are mentioned by a few, but of course, the simple one is you can end up dying.
What more would you want to do in collaboration with the UNMAS to pass more information? Because of course there are still explosive ordnance in the communities.
Well, thank you, Regina. Actually, what I'm just requesting, UNMAS, actually they should keep on bringing these activities so that we shut it out, so that we put more awareness to the country. You know, I would be happy when I'll be seeing like they will be announcing like in 3 years to come that South Sudan is now mine-free or explosive-free. Well, my call is, I'm calling all the youth, of course, let's all team up in sensitizing these landmine issues. Those who are in the government sector, those who are private sectors, let's all unite our hands together and then fight about these dangers of landmine. This is all what I'm just calling for the youth in our country.